So you're with Daniel Craig again. How's that working out?
Well, I mean, as I said in the press conference, we don't have any scene at all in the movie together. So
you don't really feel you're with Daniel Craig and you are together again?
No, not at all. I mean, we see each other off set, and it's nice to know somebody. Otherwise, those parts are very, very, very different.
Could you be going back for a second Bond movie with him?
Well, I still don't know.
No? No, I thought that was all set up.
You're wearing a very beautiful costume, so that you think that, when you wear the costumes, you really transform into your role easily. What do you think?
Costumes, you mean in
the... In this film.
I only have one costume, because she never...
Oh, really?
I know. I don't know how she washes or anything like that. But
yeah.
she has one costume. It's quite ethereal, quite flowing and airy.
Yeah.
And Pre-Raphaelite, actually, the costume designer got inspired by like waterhouse paintings.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Yes. It's very easy. I feel very earthy, when I'm wearing this costume.
And the pressure is taking off, and the size of the movies you're in is growing bigger and bigger. The last time I saw you for Bond, you were saying that you were trying to share between big movies and little independent movies. Are you managing to do that, or these big productions are so overwhelming?
I mean, it's difficult to have a plan and to go, I want to work with, Fernando Morales, whatever, or I want to do that, it depends on what you get on the table. But what I'm going to do an independent movie next in July.
In France or
in London?
In London.
But, this character was great. It's great to be part of this, incredible adventure.
And your French career is between brackets for the moment.
I'd like to see a good script, but I haven't.
Last time I met you, that was pre-Bond, now post-Bond. What has changed for you? Do you see any difference in the way that you're conceived? Is it always like Eva with one girl dream?
I'm sure some people, I'm a Bond girl, but actually it's... did me a lot of good. We live in a world where, publicity is very important. It's good to be on the cover of something, and sadly it works like that. So it's people want me for the movies. So that's good. I don't have to audition a lot. So that's
important. If you have to choose an animal for your soul, because that's the agree, which will be?
Poodle.
Yeah. I look
like a poodle, so.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
A
bit of
a thing.
You like
oral.
No.
Very pretty poodle. Do you have a pet? Do you have a pet dog?
Do I have a pet?
Yes.
I have a border terrier. Scottish dog. Like a monkey.
I was wondering in the film whether we get a sense of the disparity between Serafina's age and her appearance. Is that in the film at all? The fact that the witch
is... She's 300 years old.
Yeah. Did that factor into how you played her at all?
Yes, I mean, she's very wise. And you see this love story with Father Corrin, she used to be in love with that man 50 years ago. And they have to separate for a certain reason, and suddenly she sees him again, and it's very moving, it's very painful for both of them, because he's 80 something, and she looks like she's 20 years old, and they know they can't be together, not only because of the age, but she has to, she belongs to, the north, and she has to live with the other witches, and she's the queen, she has to rule, so she can't be with him. So it's quite moving and painful.
How long did it take you to learn how to fight?
Oh, God. I had like two sessions a week for a month, I
4 months.
Yeah.
And practically, what did you have to learn? And
to land, I had to. This is the worst thing. It's like, because I hate flying, so you know, it's like imagining I'm going to crash or something. You know, each time I was like screaming. But I got over it. It was it's good because I'm not very physical, and I just learned to be more centered and more focused. And I tried to think of myself as playing. You know. So it's quite weird because you really have to do it to understand. Otherwise, I had to learn little fights, which was quite cool, and to fire arrows. Fire arrows.
What do you think about that? You know, in general, fantasy stories, very often based in England. So that's this. But do you have any nice material, nice story? Should it be based in France or in French? You know, fantasy story. Should it be make as a film in your mind?
I've never been a big fantasy fan, so I don't really know all the books. And I don't know French.
Any pieces?
I don't know French.
Really, you didn't know anybody.
No.
If you didn't read
it. I would like to produce this French fairy tales called Les Contes de la Rue Broca.
Les Contes de la Rue Broca.
De la Rue Broca.
De la Rue Broca.
De la Rue Broca. Pierre Bribari. It's completely absurd. It's on another level. I don't know why I'm watching
that. Vous voulez écrire le titre?
Maybe I'll.
If you've never worked in a film with this much special effects and green screens and things before, have you or have you?
First green screen, bits on Bond.
A bit. Do you enjoy that? Or do you say you're not a very physical person? Does that make it more difficult for you to
green
do that,
screen?
That kind of acting with, you know, there's nothing there and you have to stand
It's not the most pleasant thing. No. I mean, it's quite bright because it's color. It's like being on the moon. I mean, on another planet, it's quite... But, you know, I had to act with a human being, so it was okay.
How did you get along with Jane? Was it your first time acting off to
do it? Oh, she's very sweet, it was very easy for me because, you know, my character is quite maternal.
Yeah.
And I felt, I was trying to put myself in her place, and oh my God, it's a big role. I got for her, you know, so I was really trying to make it feel comfortable. And she's very instinctive, very professional, and... She loves what she does, it went really well, yeah.
How do you feel to be playing a maternal character, because it seemed to be very different from the other characters you played?
The Kingdom of Heaven, I don't know if you saw the longer version, I had the character Stella had a son, and I don't know, I mean, I don't want any babies, but I'm still a little baby. But it's always very beautiful. It depends on what it's about. But I don't know. I like it. I can't explain that.
Your ring is fine. Your
Sorry?
Ring is a spell.
Yes,
so is it are you still in character then as a witch?
Oh no. No. It helps me to talk. Very shy.
How is this for you? Going, I mean, Cannes is a real pressure cooker for interviews and publicity and things. Yes. You have a hard with?
Yes, it's actually less intense than the bomb thing. So we have, we started today at 1 and we're going to end at 5:30, so it's still okay. It's not like the worst are. Made what do you call it? First junket, the TVs, you know, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, you have 70 TVs. It's like, oh, no, you can't think. But,
Wait till December.
Sorry?
Wait till December.
Yes. Thank you very much. So if you don't like auditioning, you know, CAN, press conferences, interviews, also kind of, are you a bit of a shy person? Do you like to be more in background? yes. I mean, I don't really like... I've never been very eloquent, you know, in school. I was always hugging the walls or, you know, didn't want to... blushing or sweating when somebody was asking me a question. So it's good. I've improved, I think. But quite weird.
Is this harder than doing the movie?
Yes. A different job.
Did you have any doubt about taking on something that's a franchise and involved three movies probably? Or presumably you're signed on or you have an option for that. I mean, that's a big chunk of your life at this stage. Were you, had you any doubts about that?
I mean, I really hope the movie is going to be very good. I think it's on the right track, and I don't know, it's such a beautiful, powerful movie. I mean, stories, so I haven't seen it, but I'm not scared, no, and it's not all on my shoulders. So.
Do you see it as an allegory from country times? I mean, this subverting all this dogmatism of carriage.
But like the magisterium, you mean?
Well, yes, I mean, the whole institution of their mother after all, Captel.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, in the magisterium it can be associated with like a communist system, you know, that prevent people from thinking themselves or whatever. But it's this trilogy goes beyond all that. It's really about dust, I don't know if you read it, but it's very metaphysical, philosophical, about God. But not in a bad way, you know, people, you know, love, oh my God, it's anti-Christian, or, you know, it's not at all, it's highly spiritual and poetic.
For a film that aims to be a PG, like this one, did you feel any pressure to, like, put these issues, like, not being anti-Christian, or not being anti-dogma, or not being into today realities, on the production, on the actors as well?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. But, I mean, religion is present. You know, you can't avoid it. It's going to be there, and people are going to be, oh my God, I don't... You don't know. It's a very tricky subject. I think Chris can answer that. I don't want to say something bad. But...
Thank you.